We are Quixie 98.3, your home for praise and shine. The devotional to share with you this time is titled, A Tree to Heal. But let me start with this. Did you know that for $300,000, you can buy a new McLaren 720S sports car? This vehicle comes with a V8 engine pumping 710 horsepower, considerably more than you would ever need for your morning commute. Of course, a person might be tempted to use all that power. One Virginia driver learned that his McLaren was so fast, it could go from an upscale showroom to the scrap heap in just 24 hours. Because one day after buying the car, he slammed it into a tree. But thankfully, he survived. Now, in comparison, just three chapters into the story of the Bible, we learn how a different bad choice and a tree marred God's good creation. Scripture tells us in Genesis chapter 3, verse 11, that Adam and Eve ate from the one tree they were to leave alone. The story has barely begun, and paradise is cursed. Another tree would play a role in undoing this curse. In Deuteronomy and Galatians, it tells of the cross that Jesus endured on our behalf. His death purchased our future with Him. The story comes full circle in the Bible's last chapter. In Revelations chapter 22, we read of the tree of life growing beside the river of the water of life. As John describes it, this tree will be for the healing of the nations. John assures us, no longer will there be any curse. God's story comes with the happily ever after we all long for. How do we already experience the reality of Jesus' victory over sin and death today? What do you think is an appropriate response to His sacrifice for us? Pray to our Heavenly Father that we never forget the price that it cost Jesus to undo the curse that we set in motion way back in the Garden of Eden. All we can say is, thank you, Lord. All we can each give Jesus is our life. This is Scott Gettle. Thank you for tuning in to Praise and Shine on Quixie 98.3. Stay safe, be well, take care, and God bless.